I'm Sharkey's Goon. Goon, I got a topic for you. I've been thinking a lot about superheroes in general, and I wanted to dish with you about what you consider the real version of all our various super friends that we love. Let's start with the DC side. So when I think of Batman, I pretty much think of a serious version of what we saw in the 1966 series. Batman is obviously Bruce Wayne. Robin is Dick Grayson. There's Commissioner Gordon. You can take or leave Aunt Harriet. There's a cave. There's a Batmobile. And the four main rogues, I'm sure you're going to want to throw in like Bane or Azrael or whatever the hell you came later. But for me, it's those main four, Bruce Wayne, Dick Grayson. What do you think?
All right. For me, I love the 1966 show. I love the campiness of it. It was a little too campy for me. For me, the comic book run in the 90s before Nightfall happened is the Batman, where he was brooding, but he wasn't as one note of driving, trying to rid all of Gotham of crime. We actually had like a little bit of a sense of humor. It was right when the transition of Dick Grayson was becoming Nightwing. And then like what you said with the rogues, you know, it was always Joker, Riddler, Catwoman, Penguin, and then Mr. Freeze.
Yeah, good one there. So who's your Robin?
My Robin would be Tim Drake, even though
Talk
I liked.
To me.
So Tim Drake was the smartest of the Robins. So when you had Dick Grayson, he was the jovial, fun-loving, acrobatic kid. Then you had Jason Todd, who was the orphan from the streets that was stealing Batman's tires and was just basically, for lack of a better word, like a jerk. You know, they could have really called him Dick instead of Dick Grayson. Tim Drake, the original version of him, not the retcon 52 version, he was able to figure out who Bruce Wayne was. He was able to figure out that Batman was Bruce Wayne. He was able to figure out that Batman was going too dark and he needed Robin to keep him as a light. And he basically became Robin himself. And it was the first Robin that actually, you know, could have their own series on their own and wouldn't be Batman per se, but you could see him somewhat down the line being his own superhero. Unlike when you go back to Dick Grayson, it was always fun loving Dick Grayson until he became with the Teen Titans and sort of death. And then he had his thing where he had to get out of Batman's shadow and become Nightwing.
But to me, that's not quote unquote real Batman. That's like the later Batman. That's what I'm getting to. And I'm not saying your opinion is dumb or wrong or stupid. It's just, I don't agree with it.
Well, I know you don't agree with it, but if you go back to the original history of Batman, he was dark. He actually used a gun at first. As it got closer to 66 is when it got campy.
Yeah, I don't think it's campy. I think in my head, it's a serious version of what we see in 66.
Yeah, I mean, 66 was a little more campy, though. It was, you know, they
matched. No, totally. Saying if I made a Batman show right now, I would have Bruce, Dick, Gordon, and those four or five villains. And that's Batman to me.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you. And then every now and then for a filler episode, you throw in, you know, the B-level villains. But for the most part, it's Joker, Penguin, and the Riddler. And Catwoman back and forth between a love interest and a bad guy.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, same topic, but Superman. So to me, Superman is pretty much as we see it in the 1978 movie, the Christopher Reeve era Superman. You know, he works at a newspaper, not the cable network or YouTube, whatever. Lois Lane is there. Lois doesn't get that Clark is Superman. You know, there's Jimmy Olsen. There's Lex Luthor. They pretty much nailed it with Christopher Reeve.
Yeah, it was great. And you could tell he was a three-dimensional character, even though it doesn't feel like it. You could tell that he had empathy for people, even the villains he felt bad for. So I think that the Christopher Reeve is the version I think of when I think of Superman.
Yeah, with all those pieces. So what got me thinking about this topic in the first place was all the like once they started, you know, killing Superman and Steel and all that, and then the various DC resets and the New 52 and all those things, I think that's when they got away from the formula.
I think it really started with Crisis, you know, Crisis of Infinite Earths. And that just kind of like they the comic characters in the books, they dug themselves into so many corners where they power up the superheroes too much that they could never lose. So they had to try to start from scratch and make it easier. And it still is too convoluted because now they're resetting everything that happened with the New 52 in the comics on DC. With the versions of the films and the TV shows, I think for me, for Batman, it's with the 1-2 punch of Adam West and Michael Keaton as Batman and the two Batman. They're 1 and 2, they're interchangeable.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah.
All the other ones, I always felt like it's just Batman that we just inserted an actor in there. Even the Nolan movies, that you could have put any character in there and it didn't have to be Batman. You could have just put John Smith or even John Wick as Batman and it would have been the same thing. So it wasn't anything groundbreaking and wasn't anything special. So I think as the comic books and the movies keep going on, the writers want to keep re-envisioning everything. Just like the new Batman movie that's coming, that's in pre-production now, where actually they started filming before the COVID-19. They were going back to year zero. So basically you were getting a reboot of the movie series again. So it's just, it's too crazy. And when we talk about DC and Warner, they can't figure out what they want to do with any of the properties throughout the history of the comics.
Yeah. And I think many of us are sick of reboots. I would rather go the other way. I'd love to see a good on-screen version of an aging Superman or an aging Batman or a, you know, less science fiction-y take on Batman Beyond. I'd love to go the other way.
They tried to do that with Ben Affleck Batman. It just didn't have the great material for it. Logan was great with Hugh Jackman.
And, exactly, yeah.
You know, that was great. And the comic, the source material that it came from was great. It depends on who's writing, who's directing, and what you really have a feel for a character or not. I know you weren't a fan of Gotham, but Gotham was fun because it had nothing to do with anything that you've had before. And it was a little too bonkers at times, but for the most part, it was a new flavor and a new take on Batman. You know, we could have got rid of Bruce Wayne and just had that whole Gotham City as itself. And
I believe there's a comic book, right? Gotham PD. I'd love to see that as a TV show, like Batman minus Batman.
That was the original pitch for Gotham.
Yeah.
That was the original pitch. I was talking to the people in the know about that. And that was the original pitch. And then they said, well, you got to have something with Bruce Wayne in it. And Smallville was originally supposed to be young Bruce Wayne. And then it switched to Superman. Then Gotham, when they had Gotham, like, hey, you know, the CW show is doing great with Smallville. We got to do something like that and build it for the next, you know, 10 years. And that's what you got with Gotham.
Smallville was pretty good because I feel like there's room to play there. You've got, you know, whatever it is, 10 years until he's an adult. So it worked, you know, a little convenient that Lex Luthor lives in town. But other than that.
But that's the comics, too. Lex Luthor was one of his close friends growing up.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And he blames Superboy for him losing his hair in a chemical fire.
All right. Well, I want to do this topic again with you for Marvel, but any other thoughts on the DC verse? I don't really care about Aquaman or anyone else.
It's funny. Like, you really need to watch the CW's Crisis of Infinite Earths. They did a really good job of putting it all together, like the comics. And I think you would enjoy it because it's more up your alley with the cameos and the storyline. So I really want you to watch that. It's, I think, 5 episodes, so it's 5 hours whenever you have a chance. And I really want to talk to you about that with the DC stuff.
All right, I will do that, and Shark and Goon will return.